Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your bidding couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, January the 30th, 2012.
And this is episode 46.
Welcome to another episode of the At Valentine Podcast. And our intro music is Who Loves Me by Pretty Lights Music. You can find at prettylightsmusic.com.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about, like, what all is visible? What goes into 46? What are some of the common factors?
Two.
Yeah, and one, 46. And 23. That's it.
You're really good at math.
That's sad.
That's what are you saying? 46 is a sad number.
I would be if I was 46. So like you're an even number.
Well, then I guess it's good you're not 46.
I know.
Or are you?
I am not 46. even though you used to tell your folks that I was old, you told them I was like 40.
Yeah.
And you should see the faces and stuff. I mean, and people used to believe that.
No, they didn't.
Stop it.
Stop it.
I got that from Lamar Wilson.
I saw a couple of him.
Tech Wilson won.
yeah.
So we are the bidding couple. We had an awesome weekend.
We had an awesome and surprising weekend. We had an awesome turnaround.
Week. Oh, we did. And we can go ahead and go into, you know, our weekend wrap up. Weekend wrap up. Anybody want... I should make that myself.
You can find some scratching sounds.
I should weekend wrap up. Weekend wrap up.
Isn't there an app that'll scratch your stuff for you?
Yeah, I have it. DJ app for my phone. I should use it. I did buy it. I bought like 3 DJ apps.
How many times have you used them?
4, maybe a piece. But I am going to use
them. That's impressive, Jay.
But I, never mind. Woo.
What?
Because nothing. I'll tell you after the show. I almost spoiled. Bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would have been killed.
Who?
Okay.
By who?
All right. I can't say because if I do, then.
Well, type it out in the chat and then no one else can see.
Okay.
So, are you going to tell them why we're the bidding couple?
You can go ahead and tell them about the bidding couple so I can go ahead and chat you what I was going to tell you.
So, Jay and I put down a bid for a house. It was awesome. So we've been looking at houses. We've been wanting to stop renting apartments for a while. So we actually saw a house we liked. We went and saw it.
Somebody's sound is up.
We went and saw it on Friday and then signed the contract to put a bid in on Friday night.
And, because we really liked it.
It had everything we were looking for.
We liked it a lot. We have a podcast, like, studio room. We have an out shed house that workshop that has electricity.
Yeah, it has everything we're looking
have
for.
Have a shed and everything that we can put, like, Toby and Sammy in to get away from us and all that good stuff. So
it was accepted and the contract is signed and now we have to do all the other stuff.
Right.
And I'll talk about all that in odds and ends because it's our first home. So we're going through all this for the first time.
I know. So exciting.
So that was pretty much the whole weekend. We spent a lot of time doing house stuff.
Right. So. And just awesome time. So with that, we'll get into some tech. Oh, you know what? I want to do that again. I'm going to turn it up, and I'm going to say, let's go into some tech.
Technology.
I am going to one day get this stuff right.
One day.
You know, maybe never.
Maybe never.
So, this week in tech, oh, shoot. Last Week in Tech. Don't sue me, you, Leo Laporte.
Can they sue you for saying This Week in Tech?
Don't sue. Yeah, like when, you know, when Apple was telling people, well, Google was telling people they can't say Google.
No, they,
if you Google something. You couldn't use Google as a verb or something like that.
And they stopped using and stopped saying that, didn't they?
Yeah, but everybody was like, what are you talking about, man? And then Apple was trying to make sure people couldn't say podcast and all this other stuff, you know. But yeah. Anyway, one of the things that I tried out this week was an application called GMusic. So basically what GMusic does, I'm going to launch it right here for you all. What GMusic does, it's an app that allows me to stream my awesome library of Google Music on my iPhone. Now, I know that Google has, you know, the browser for the iOS devices. But if you've used the Google app website to play music, then it is very, 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 very horrible. And what GMusic does, it gives us an Android-like feeling, I guess, or experience on our phone where we can play Google Music and stream it on our phone. And it's a really cool app. So you see here, oh yeah, that was an asterisk app, so no curse words on there. So so we have, like, you know, all these songs here that I have in my Google Music library that runs. I have roughly, we have about 12,000 out there.
Yeah.
Roughly,
yeah.
12,000.
I think you have a little bit more than me somehow. I don't, yeah, because you have some stuff I don't like.
Yeah, yeah, because I have, like, some, you didn't get any of my classical music or anything like that, did you?
Mm, no.
And so, it plays in the background. It's a new app. It's not new, but it's been out since probably about October. And there's a new release coming out, 1.5, this week. I was kind of talking with the developer a little bit today. And it's a new release that fixes a lot of bugs. There are some caveats when you play it. It does grow the size of your the database that it uses. So when it plays a song, it does offline mode. So basically, it does what iTunes Match does.
Oh, really?
It does.
See, and that's pretty cool, because right. I would love to take my music with me.
Right. So basically, you get iTunes Match-like experience, but you don't have to pay $24.99.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I paid $24.99, and what led me down this road is that I've been trying to find a way to listen to more music, and I just don't want to just listen to my playlist and stuff like that. I just want to listen to just my whole assortment of music, and I didn't want to use iTunes Match, even though I've already paid for it, which kind of seems silly in a way.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to do now, since I did the GMusic, I am going to try out the iTunes Match again, since I already paid for it. I mean, so basically, I let it strip all my songs off, and I have, you know, all the music on there now from, you know, that it matched on my albums and whatnot.
Oh, somebody didn't have their phone on vibrate.
I did, but when I picked my phone up for that.
But you, yeah.
I know. But don't judge me.
You were judging me.
Because you always get on to me about stuff.
No, whatever, dude.
So, but yeah. So it's, the app is $1.99, and it's one of the best streaming apps. I think they got like third place on best streaming app on the best ever app website. It's not a bad app. It's not a bad app. There are some minor bugs and stuff like that, and they're working on them, and there's a new release coming out this week. So pretty excited about that. And then our next item is the Samsung S10 Duo. This is the video camera.
Love it. Love it.
That Renee and I purchased. That is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We needed a video camera. I like it because you can turn the viewfinder around so I can watch myself while I'm vlogging. So I right. can make sure that everything's in frame, everything's in focus. I like it a lot. It's touchscreen. Uh-huh. And just focuses really fast.
And it's dual. It's dual hand. I mean, so you can be left-handed or right-handed. When you flip it over, it'll flip over just like if, you know, if you're left-handed. So the viewfinder can be on any side. So it's really nice. And the cool part is, I mean, you can use, it uses a SDHC card. And we found a great deal that wasn't even advertised at Office Max for a 16 gig SDHC card. And it was a class 10. So that's like one of the fastest cards you can get right now. And it's normally like $61. And we got it for $19.99. And we ended up getting two.
Amazon's awesome like that.
No, it was Office Max.
Oh, Office Max. That's right. Office Max.
Right. So
Amazon.
Because Amazon's awesome.
Amazon is awesome.
So that's pretty cool. And we're excited about it. You did a couple of vlogs this weekend, right?
I did. I did a couple of vlogs and I loved how it worked. It was great and it was flawless and I like it better than the bloggy. But the bloggy is good for a backup.
Right.
And also if I do a food blog, I can what we really want is to have a camera over the pan without dropping the camera in the pan and have another one a little further away. So right. We'll see how that works.
And you have the video in here of Wayne, right? On your desktop?
I have a video what?
Of Wayne.
I have a video of Wayne?
I think so.
I do.
I need to get that from you.
Okay.
Yeah, Wayne. That was funny. but yeah, so that was our week in tech. I'm trying to think of if there was anything else that, you know, kind of jumped out. But I don't think there was. So you know what that means.
Media.
Oh, man.
Don't judge me for not having my
your dice out?
Dice out.
Oh, it's fine. So as I told you last week, I ordered a couple of movies. And they finally came in this past week. I got Friday.
He loves him some Friday.
I didn't get to watch it this Friday because we were out bidding on the house. And I got Man on Fire with Denzel Washington. And
I love how we order all these movies and buy all these movies, but we never watch them.
Oh, they're going to be watched.
Okay.
And a lot of times I watch movies when you're not here, babe, when I'm working from home or something. And the TV's going. And sometimes it's just in the background. But that's just me. So, well, someone ordered a movie this week, and I wonder if they're going to get watched. And I'm not even going to bring up the fact that I got you Joseph and the Joseph Coat one, and for Christmas,
Prince of Egypt,
and
totally different movie. And
but I'm just saying, how long did it take you to watch it before you even got it?
But did I watch it?
Like 2 years, because I got on TV.
Not 2 years.
We were living here in this apartment. We weren't even in the other apartment.
Does it matter how long it takes for me to watch it?
Oh, but you're going to talk junk about me ordering a movie, though.
I didn't talk junk. I was merely stating a fact.
We did movies by chance last week. And the results were 58 and 112. And 112 was No Impact Man.
Really, really, really good movie.
Yeah, documentary.
Documentary.
Oh, yeah, it's a documentary, babe. Come on now.
Nice. Documentary.
Fan, 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 fan. You know how the movie buffs are. Fan, 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 fan. It's not technically a movie. Fan, 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 fan.
Is that what they sound like?
Fan, 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 fan. It's No Impact Man. It's a documentary about a man living not making an impact.
Okay, you can stop talking about that. Anyway, the documentary was about a writer who goes and decides to do a project, a year-long project. By the end of the year, his goal is to make the least amount of impact on the earth that he can.
Right.
He ends up, you know, not buying anything new, reusing a lot of things. They ended up without power.
They use toilet paper.
They use toilet paper, no power, everything recyclable, or like they didn't use any electricity at all. Like, they walked upstairs.
And they lived elevators. Like on the ninth floor.
So, and they had a toddler. So,
right.
It was a really good documentary.
And it was real.
It was real. Like his wife would get really upset at him for doing this because, you know,
she was like,
she didn't like it
because she wanted caffeine. And, you know, you can't get coffee beans in New York that are organic because, one, they had to be that had to be on the truck that had to get delivered to New York.
Yeah, like he ate only local foods only, and that's right. it. So
right, so yeah, so no impact, man. That was pretty good. And then number 58 was Fame, and we're gonna give you a demonstration. I'll just tell you what we. So, babe, what did we think about this movie? It was lame.
It was not Fame. That was our rendition of Lame instead of Fame.
That movie got one star from the Valentine household.
Hold on. I made some notes. I'm going to start making notes for stuff. So I made some notes.
Go ahead and read your notes, because we're going to let people know how, if they know we're watching, if we're watching a movie with them, how do they know that it's boring? But go ahead with your notes.
Fame. Not involved in the characters, disjointed segments, super thin plot, if at all. Boring. Couldn't even remember their names. That's bad. If you're Fame.
I think there was a guy that was named Victor, and that was because at the end is when I finally paid attention.
And it's so funny because the theme song of Fame is Make You Remember My Name.
Remember.
But I don't remember anybody's name.
Remember.
And let's see. They could have edited about half an hour off of the movie, maybe even more.
Yeah, it would have been like 76 minutes. So it would have been like an hour and 16 minutes.
Yep. The conflicts are extremely shallow, and I hated how they married two like scenes at the same time. It was dumb. So that's what I thought of Fame.
Somebody gave it one star. Said short on plot, short on dancing, short on acting. I felt that most of the movie ended up on the cutting room floor. I don't think any of it was on the cutting room floor.
You know what? I think that was the best of what they had is what's so sad.
Even the main couple barely had any meat in their roles, which was true.
Yeah, it was blah. I couldn't even tell who the main people were.
Clearly, this movie was intended for people suffering from ADD or something.
Yes, that's not how it was. It like flipped back and forth like, and it's like you can never get into anybody's story. It was so crazy. So how do people know that it was boring for us?
Well, one, basically the movie was set up where it was like, freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, and senior year. So when we were watching the movie, we saw the sophomore year, and then we were just looking at our iPhones and we were just talking about other stuff, talking about what we're going to do with the house and everything else.
Yeah, we were totally ignoring the movie.
And then
I hardly ever talked during the movie.
And you were IMing with Strumpet during the movie.
I was.
And then we looked up and was like, are we still in the junior? Are we still in the, have we got to the junior year yet?
And we're like, I didn't see anything.
Okay. Like, no, we're still in the sophomore year.
Still
like,
a sophomore.
Man, the next thing, like 5 minutes later, pops up and says,
Senior year. I was like, we're
almost done.
It was bad. Oh, that movie was so bad. So,
and when we get up and go to the bathroom or go get some water, we don't pause the movie. You know, we're constantly pacing. Even Toby was pacing back and forth.
He was like, this movie's horrible.
He was like, this movie's horrible. I don't even lay on the bed.
So Strumpet asked, why didn't we weed out the bad movies from our Netflix queue? And I said, that's the beauty of movies by chance. There's a sense of danger.
Right. I mean, what's the... Yeah. If every movie you had in there was like, great.
I would just go down the list.
Okay, so basically, we don't go out and just pick bad movies.
No, we don't.
We pick movies that are like interesting, and we're like, oh man, I want to see this, or the cover art.
Or I've heard of it.
Or we heard of it. Or the title is like, oh man, there's, you know, this movie came out, or something.
Yeah, I just kind of click almost anything.
Right.
But I don't go out looking for bad movies. So.
No, we don't. But I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, we find out. I mean, when we put Fame on here, a lot of times we don't look at the ratings. I don't even look at them.
Nope, I don't either.
And when I saw Ping Pong Player, I did, because I was totally laughing about that.
Because it
that.
Said Ping Pong Player.
Right. And I wanted to already see what people said about it, because you were already groaning about it. So
I mean, the name was Ping Pong Player.
Right.
But weirdly, Ping Pong Player was better than Fame.
And I will go on the record and say that Leap Year, the movie, was better than Fame. So,
wow.
That's
tough for you.
That was a 2-year reign that Leap Year had on my worst movie ever. So Fame, the 2009 edition with Carrington whatever her name
Payne, is. That's Payne, the last name.
Carrington Payne. I'm ashamed that you were even in that movie. Ashamed.
Ashamed?
Shame. Shame on you. Stop it. No, I'm going to stop, man.
Stop it.
But, yeah, I wish I can get those 106 minutes back.
Yep.
Well, all right. Well, we're up for this week's Movies by Chance.
You have it up?
I do. 54.
It's odd, so that would be a 1.
I'm off already.
132.
132 is going to be The Brothers.
Ooh. Yep. Have you seen this one?
Nope. Have you?
I think so, but it's good because you haven't seen it.
It's with Morris Chestnut and Shamar Moore.
Yeah, I think I have, but I can't really remember it.
It's a romantic movie.
It has Morris Chestnut and Shamar Moore.
Oh, and the other two good-looking brothers in there for you. I know. I'm gonna be insecure. I'm gonna be all insecure while I'm watching this. I'm like, man, I wish I could have Morris Chestnut's crusty lips.
Does he have crusty lips? Sometimes. I never
he's
noticed.
He's always licking them. He's always like.
Well, LL Cool J is always licking his lips,
he
too.
He is.
Do you think he has crusty lips?
They can be.
No way.
I wish they get ring around their lips from doing that. But anyway, all right, so all the right. Brothers. And then 54.
You think it's going to be 54?
Come on, 54.
It's even, so it's under 100. 93.
Is The Burning Bed.
Oh, that was recommended.
Oh, did Alacha recommend that one?
Can't remember who recommended it. So The Burning Bed.
It was either Alacha or it was...
I thought it was Nicole Spag.
It was either Alacha, Nicole Spag, or Ashley.
I can't remember who recommended it. So, yeah. Awesome. I love the mix of our Netflix queue.
Right. So
we get so many different kinds of movies.
Yeah, The Burning Bear was like Farrah Fawcett's one of her best movies, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah. So, all right. That sounds cool. It's cool. 1984 and 2001. Oh, man. So we had some family time this weekend.
Yeah, my sister was in town. Hi, Deidre.
Right. What's going on? It's good seeing you. So we decided, I'm pretty sure we decided, and we had already decided to do this anyway.
Yeah, we were going to do this.
We went to go see Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, and it was only available in 3D, or else I wouldn't have watched it in 3D.
Right.
If they had a different thing available, but I loved this movie. I watched this movie when I was young. It came out in 1993, something like that. I was like 13 or so.
Right.
But like this era of Disney, like Aladdin, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, and the Little Mermaid. Like those movies are awesome.
Right.
And this
and Pocahontas. Disney, can't forget Pocahontas.
After this.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that was during the Mulan and and Pocahontas time.
Pocahontas
okay.
was like Pocahontas and Mulan.
Pocahontas.
So it was good. The 3D parts, you know, there were some parts that were in your face, like they would do the feathers, you know, coming out from the pillows. And
right,
stuff like
that's my favorite part though about 3D with cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
I like the gags a little bit with the cartoons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I like it with cartoons, but I cannot stand it with real movies for some odd reason.
Really?
Yeah. I guess because cartoons, I mean, you take it serious, but it's kind of like that's a cartoon. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yep. So, saw Beauty and the Beast in 3D. It was good. Watched it with the fam. It was enjoyable.
Sammy keep messing with me.
Well, that's because he likes you.
We finished the first series. Would that be called series or season?
Well, it's series in England.
Series or season of Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
And we started on the second season last night.
So I think Downton Abbey, okay, it's like a soap opera, but it's more subtle.
Right.
And it's English.
Right.
So. But I mean, it's good. I like it. It's very enjoyable. It's not, it doesn't knock my socks off like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever, but it's still really, really good. And, did you get more into it than you did after we saw the first?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was more like, it was kind of like Mad Men with me when at Mad Men, it was really slow, you know, and then, you know, I like following Bates and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I like Bates.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cool like kid. Bates. You know.
He's cool.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
And
so.
It's almost like soap opera-y a little bit.
Yeah.
Because,
it is. And even my favorite fashion blog, TomLorenzo.com, they even said, yeah, it's like a soap opera. And we know it's like a soap opera. And that's what makes it fun. You know? But, I like it a lot. It basically shows the two lives and the juxtaposition between servants and nobles.
Right.
And we watched the first season, and then we bought the first show because we missed the first three.
Right.
So we had to buy those from iTunes, which is fine. And then we'll be on track. So
right.
Downton Abbey.
Right. And we also this weekend watched a little bit of Justified. Started trying to watch some of that stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Justified.
It's really awesome. And it was and they actually shoot right here in Kentucky.
Yeah. and the main actor was in, you know, Deadwood.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's a really good actor. No,
yeah,
I really
like
him.
That's his kind of character.
Right.
You know. So yeah, it's a really good show. It's about a sheriff who is from Kentucky.
Marshal.
He has to go back to Kentucky to lay down the law. Liked it a lot. Awesome.
Yep. And so I played I did get around to play the PC version, the demo of Reckoning Kingdom of Amalur. And it's not bad. It's not bad. It is not bad. It's another RPG. I guess I'm not a huge single player RPG kind of guy.
And I am.
Right. And this is, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I was excited when I was playing it. I mean, I liked all the stuff that you can do. Like, if you want to, you know, use daggers or use swords or use magic. I mean, it was cool, you know? And, you know, I was surprised a little bit. I mean, the art is good. The story is good. And I like the hack and slash kind of combinations that you can do. It has kind of a God of War feel to it.
Yeah, and for some reason, my demo on my PC was bugged. We downloaded it on the PlayStation 3, but I haven't had a chance to play it.
Right.
But for the little tiny bit that I did get to play, I made some notes. Do you like how I'm making notes on stuff now?
Yeah.
Give more insight, because I totally forget what I was going to say. Let's see. It was a little buggy. I had to keep starting over at one point, but that I don't know why mine was and Jay's wasn't.
Well, yeah, and I think it's just that 3-month code, and that's probably a lot of different other stuff maybe that could be factored in.
The menus feel a little dated. They feel a little 2001, 1999, you know.
Right.
But maybe they're going to spruce it up because the code base is out there for the demo is actually a 3-month code base. So
right, right.
Stuff.
Exactly.
So, let's see. Getting to the inventory and equipping the items feels a little clunky.
Right.
But I like the rate that the loot drops. It drops at a really good rate, and yep. I'm constantly getting upgrades. I like that. The customization of the character is excellent, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I like the combo moves that you do with the sword. And that's pretty much all I've got to experience. But I like it. Yeah, like it has a God of War feel almost. You know,
right?
After a while.
Right.
And the environments look pretty rich so far. You know, you start off in a dungeon, but
well,
the dungeon
it's actually
looks...
a well where they bury people. And it's the, well, see, I'm spoiling the story. Well,
it's at the beginning. You're not spoiling anything.
So basically, you're dead. And there's this invention that the gnomes have built called the Well of Souls or something like that. And basically, they're dumping you in, and it never brings anybody back to life. But all of a sudden, it brings you back to life. And so, you wake up, and you're going through, and, you know, you kill some of these bad guys that are coming in. and you see this gnome that kind of helped you out, and he's like, "Oh, it worked on you." He was like, he said, it was funny because he said, "I remember you," and I was like, I thought he was going to say, "In the mountains." A little WoW reference, but
everybody from WoW will know what we're talking about with
like,
that one.
I remember you from the well or something like that, and you know. And he was like, it worked on you, you know, and then you need to go see the guy that created it. And then you go see him and then something happens there. And then you run off to this other dude. And he's like, I'm a faith weaver and I can tell everybody's fate, you know, and he tried to read you and all of a sudden he can't see your fate. And there's something special about you. You have this ability to change fate. You can change the universe so you can like stop time or something like that.
See, I didn't even know that because I didn't even get that far.
Right.
But that's awesome, though.
But, yeah, so that's when you learn how to do, like, your fate move that lets you do the God of War, finishing moves, and all this other stuff. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's really in-depth. I mean, it's kind of like one of those games where he's like, man, I already played a rogue. I want to go back and play a mage or, you know. And then you have, like, a primary weapon, a secondary weapon. You can be a rogue and cast spells, and you can have a scepter in the other hand and shoot. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's going to have its audience. So
yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people will get it. A lot of people will like it. So, yeah.
Do you have anything else for that or?
No, I've been playing, but Portal 2. But I'm almost done with it, so I want to give a overview when I get done.
Okay,
I think I'm getting close to the end. But
okay, so I was wondering why you're holding off.
Yeah, I'm holding off on it.
Okay.
Thanks for ruining it, Jay.
The fridge is not prepared!
That's what I do best.
You ruin everything!
Everything!
I didn't make any entrees this week. I made a dessert and a snack.
Were awesome!
For the dessert. This was a suggestion by my sister Kim. She sent it into the podcast and I talked about it last week.
Yep, sure did.
And I think the reason she wanted me to make them was so she could eat them.
Yes, she did.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch cupcakes. The best part, I got to use my food processor to crush up the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal and then I sifted out. So it was pure Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like it was powdered Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. I used that to go in the batter and also in the icing. And I think they were a hit. People liked them.
Oh yeah, they were a huge hit. Even the cupcakes without the icing were a hit as well.
Yeah, like I brought them and my family ate them all up, which I'm glad for because I didn't want to have to eat them up. And it was so funny. Like, so it made 22 cupcakes, but of course I didn't look at that before I made it. And I was like, oh, I only have one muffin tin. So I made a couple of little mini muffins. I was like, oh, I still have more batter. So Jay was like, why don't you make a cake? I was like, oh, Jay's so awesome. So I put it in a little custard type pan because there wasn't a whole lot of batter, but I made like a little cake. It was adorable
and it was good.
Like I could totally see us making like two of those. Wouldn't that be adorable, like an adorable little cake?
Yeah, that'd be awesome actually.
So
individual cake, so you don't have to make a whole cake. That's we getting all kinds of ideas now. Yeah.
So it was really good, and I'll have the use powdered sugar to make the icing.
What a mess.
I destroyed the kitchen.
It was a mess.
It was, you have to admit, it was a mess, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Powdered sugar was everywhere.
So you spilled perfume on my Chromebook.
I did.
It
worked fine.
I watched the video.
I know you watched the video. I knew you would. I knew you would see that.
And then.
But it works perfectly fine, doesn't it?
And then.
Doesn't it?
And then
doesn't
you
it?
Got powdered sugar on there. So my Chromebook all sugarfied and smellified.
It smells good. It tastes good. Isn't that a good thing?
How am I supposed to get work done on it? I'm going to sit there and sniff it and lick it?
Anyway. So the other thing I made homemade granola bars. Basically oatmeal, honey, and then it has raisins, craisins, chocolate chips, and peanuts. And I needed to tweak the recipe a little bit. They didn't hold together. They're a little crumbly. I think it needs more honey.
They were good.
Yes, but it needs more honey.
They were good.
So I'm going to make them again, and I'm going to use whole rolled oats, and I'm going to chop up the peanuts in a small piece, like not really crush them up into tiny pieces, but I'm at least, you know, pulse it a little bit in my food processor. So that turned out well. And, I'm going to have the recipe up for the cupcakes. I'm going to put the recipe for the cupcakes up first, since those turned out right. And then I'm going to, after I tweak the recipe for the granola bars, I'll put those up on the website.
Right. And then, you got a Groupon this past week also.
Yeah, I felt like it was time to eat out more. So we did. So I got a Groupon for Texican barbecue.
Oh man, I keep yawning. Stop.
I was yawning earlier. It's
okay.
Just your turn.
Okay. Because I'm like, oh man, I'm glad she's
it's
talking.
It's just your turn. No, you're fine.
So you're yawning on camera.
Yeah, but I covered my mouth. Does that count?
Yeah. Yeah. I keep looking down.
Like,
yeah. But we went to this place called Texan Barbecue Pit. In what's that place called?
Oldham County. And that's Pit with two T's.
Yeah. Pit. P-I-T-T. And,
no idea why, but, so, this menu is tiny.
Rare. Yeah. I mean, it's like meat. Right.
And sides. You get a choice of six kinds of meat and sides, and that's it. So, Jay likes Sammy.
Well, he keeps begging to come up here. But, so we went there, and I got the sausage.
And I got the brisket.
And, I asked for hot, but they only gave me mild and everything.
I think it was his fault.
Yeah, he was a new guy.
When
I went to go get a carryout plate, he charged me $1.15 for it. He was like, oh, don't worry about it. I was like, what? Okay.
And the owner was like, no, you got to charge him.
Right.
I can't believe he said, don't worry about it. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was great.
So it was good. I think I still like Famous Dave's better.
Yeah, totally. You know, so, and I was
hoping that it'd be just as good as Famous Dave's, and we had to go out there.
But yeah, his the ribs weren't bad.
No. Ribs weren't good. Bad. Macaroni and cheese was disappointing. It was just like elbow macaroni and just cheese sauce. It was like, this is not macaroni and cheese. I want like like clumpy cheese. You know, I don't want like cheese sauce.
Right. Stick it in the oven and bake it for a little bit.
Yeah, something. So, yeah. So, not bad. I don't know if I'll try it again, but we might. Who knows?
Yeah. So, let's take a ride to On Plates. Valentine's Odds and Ends. This is Odds and Ends. This is the party show where, we talk about stuff that won't fit in any category. Yep. But even though we may bring it up, because like right now, I forgot to tell you all, I got popcorn from Wild Bird Farm.
Are you gonna open it on camera?
I already opened it on camera.
Oh, okay.
So I'm showing here. So I got two packs of this real theater popcorn.
I gotta turn around so I can see.
So I got two of these.
Oh.
And then
the butter is.
And then they sent these little popcorn boxes that we can put the popcorn in.
Oh, those are like 10 cents each.
Yeah. And then they sent me a coupon and some recipes, how to throw a popcorn party. Welcome to popcornpopper.com. And I got a letter from, Danny Williams Polishnik. She's the president of.
She wrote me a letter. Personal letter?
She did.
It's not personal.
It said, thank you for registering your popper and welcome to our farm. Wabash Valley Farm is located on my family farm located in the heart of popcorn country in rural Indiana. We are a family owned and operated business that stands behind our products and are proud to offer a 25-year warranty on every popper we sell. And then at the end, she says, I sincerely hope you enjoy your popper and all our products. And if you get a chance, call us toll free at 1-800-270-2705 and let us know how your popper is working out.
I bet that's just like a single person on the phone.
And it's awesome because when I got the envelope, it was priority mail and it wasn't from like Wabash Farms. It was actually from a person from this address. So.
Stalker.
I know. kind of cool.
So
it's the same address. Yeah, same address.
That's awesome. So there's all this stuff we have to do to get ready to move. So, all right. So what's happening is the inspector is coming on Wednesday.
And he just emailed us the forms we have to fill
out. Oh, God, Wednesday. I'm so excited.
For Wednesday, babe.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, not Wednesday. Thursday.
Wednesday.
Not Thursday.
I know, not Thursday. Shut up.
You just said Thursday.
I don't know why I keep saying Thursday.
I don't know either.
Shut up.
But it's Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday at 1 o'clock, the inspector is coming to inspect the house.
Inspector?
Do the house inspection of all goes well. We will continue forward.
The inspector is coming to rent the house to check the house out.
Okay, so what accent is that supposed to be?
The inspector.
What accent is that?
The doctor.
I don't know what that's supposed to be.
The Downton Abbey.
Oh, is that English? That's horrid. That's like your worst English accent ever.
My English accent.
You've done better ones.
Okay.
Come on. You can do better than that. But, and so hopefully we'll be closing at the end of February. And I've already scheduled the movers. And this is the part I love to do. I love to pack. Packing up this entire apartment, I'm so excited. You have no idea. Because do you know what happens when you pack?
What happens when you pack,
babe? You throw stuff away.
Yes.
And I'm so excited to throw stuff away. Like, oh, I'm so excited. So excited. So we'll keep you all
abreast
of our... I was trying to go for a different word, of our moving adventures and new house adventures.
Yeah.
And I want to say yay for Strumpet. She is going to Paris.
Oh, Strumpet's going to Paris.
I'm so excited for her. So I get to live vicariously through her when she goes to Paris.
Bring me something back. I want, like, cheese.
I want a mini Eiffel Tower. No.
I want cheese.
That. No, she can't bring cheese.
I watched Modern. She can't. I watched Modern Marvels and they had like awesome cheese. I want some Lemberg cheese.
You can't.
I want people to send us cheese. Cheese.
Why do we want people to send us cheese? We can just buy cheese.
I want cheese to try on the show.
We can buy cheese to try on the show.
Cheese.
Congratulations to Glenn and Juliet. We know
congratulations.
Them from WoW and they got married.
Congratulations
this past
on
Saturday.
Your nuptials.
Nuptials.
What'd I say?
Nump jewels.
Did I say nut jewels?
You said nump jewels.
Congratulations on your marriage. Good luck, Juliet.
Good
luck. Wait a minute. Hold on. What's supposed to say? What are you supposed to say to the woman?
I don't know. That's dumb. You're supposed to say, like, good luck to the woman and congratulations to the man.
Something like that.
I don't know.
It's something weird, man. Because because it's supposed to be like the woman, the guy's really lucky to have the woman, and the woman, you know, you wishing her luck on, you know, having such a sucky person, or I don't know. It's weird.
That's horrible, Jay. Continuing on. Happy. We have a couple of birthdays.
Happy birthday.
To Dills and Ellen.
Their birthday is on the same day. Who would have thought that? So they're like missing brothers or something.
We both know we know them both from WoW. We used to raid with Dills in our 25 man and Ellen in our 10 man. And just happy birthday, guys.
Yep.
Happy coming up birthday.
Yep. And my dad's birthday was yesterday.
Mr. Valentine.
Yeah, I wished him happy birthday on Saturday because I figured he would have been out on the streets, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I wished them happy birthday already. But I just want to say a quick shout out to him on another year, and that we love him. We love you.
And our good friends Alachia and Strumpet have started up a new project. It is called
Podcast of the Week.
I was like, oh, okay.
That's a segment in the podcast. You know that.
It's
Oh, wait a minute. Did we say we was going to do that? Not in
yes.
Why didn't you move it up?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we should go back and edit that out.
It's too late. No, keep it because it shows how you just don't listen to me.
No, it shows that you didn't do the notes right. I scrolled down to see where we were, and I saw podcast of the week.
Oh, trigger finger.
And I was like, oh, and she's going there. It's kind of like when we're raiding and when someone says bloodlust, you know, blood, you know, and rah, 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 rah.
Anyway, their new project is called Snap Post Vlog, and you can find it at snappostvlog.com, SPV for short. It is a collaboration of different people saying what's going on in their lives. It's like a life share.
Right, and creativity.
It's all about creativity.
And collaboration.
Yeah. And Jay and I are both contributors. And let's see, there's content up now. Mm-hmm. And Jay, I'm putting my first content up on Wednesday.
Yes, that's when I'll be doing mine as well.
So look for that, and I'll be doing
a more in-depth of the G Music application.
Okay. Yeah, we're only going to be contributing a couple times a week, but there is new content up Monday through Friday.
Right.
So make sure to check that out. That's snappostvlog.com.
Snappostvlog.com.
Are we at the end already? It seems so early.
It is.
That's okay. It's sad.
Well.
But I enjoyed talking to everybody today.
I did too. And we're really excited about where we're going in our next stage.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the house. Like, that's all we talk about now. And I'm afraid I'm going to get on Jay's nerves how much I talk about the house.
It's okay.
It's okay if I get on your nerves. That's fine. But so if they wanted to contact us, too bad you didn't play contact us, damn it.
Oh, No.
Contact us, damn it.
You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com.
Contact us, damn it.
You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com.
Contact us, damn it.
The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
Contact us, damn it.
And video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast.
Contact us, damn it.
Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I.
And contact us, damn it.
Can't. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. I can't anymore.
Contact us, damn it.
Bye, everybody.
Hope you have a great week.
Bye.
Damn it. Contact us, damn it.